kidding me?
Wait, what?
You doing drugs in my town?
Your town, huh?
You just pass it back. That's all you gotta do. Y'all be safe. Thank you so much, man. Thank you. Thank you. Y'all be safe.
Yeah. Swim that boat.
Hey, exactly.
You did have a great set. You know it. You didn't even... Some people are like, dude, you know, like, you did it.
Man, you know what? We had fun. The crowd and the venue was what's dope. Like, that's what made the show. Like, I can say a lot about a lot of comedy shows, but they came for comedy. That's what was amazing.
Well, you'd think they'd come for comedy, but there's so many, like, tourists and stuff. And, I mean, they know they're coming in for comedy, but... They don't usually come for comedy like they came for use of comedy.
Well, you know what? Love. Denver, Colorado, I will be back. The Comedy Lounge was phenomenal. The sake?
Yeah, he was going to bring it outside. I told him not to.
I was. And you know what? We should have more sake spots around. So for it to be here, oh, man, it was phenomenal. I loved it. And guess what? The food was phenomenal as well.
Heck, yeah. Yeah, that wasn't even prompted.
Yeah, hey. Sure wasn't, because if it was horrible, I would say that shit to your face, like, don't ever try this and don't ever do that.
What's your zodiac sign?
Sagittarius.
You're Sagittarius, typical Sag. Takes a puff of weed, starts coughing, typical Sag.
So I'm coming to look.
Yeah, I love that.
I'm hitting Ronald.
If they're gonna cough into the microphone. We want to get the visceral effect on this.
You getting the real effect?
We're gonna do the thing. So what's your favorite food or meal?
Well, I'm a seafood brother, so I like red beans and rice.
Red beans and rice, that's a good classic.
What's going on? Yeah, I'm a red beans and rice kind of guy.
Yeah.
I'm a good, you know, perch or a good grouper, so I like fish.
Grouper?
Yeah.
Grouper, that's not a fish you really hear in Colorado, but grouper.
It's a Gulf thing.
That's a Gulf, okay.
Because, you know, we're close to New Orleans. So when it comes to New Orleans or in the South Georgia period, we got nice bass, we got nice catfish, we got shit like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's nice. I like a good catfish. Do you like it fried or do you ever do it like poached or just kind of like a little
catfish fried? Okay. Certain other fish grill.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Sauteed a little bit.
Yeah. Do you fuck with scallops?
Yeah. I do.
You fuck with scallops.
Fuck with scallops.
Scallops over shrimp?
See, I didn't even know black people eat scallops. See, they thought black people don't eat scallops.
I didn't know that. I didn't do my research. That was just off the
I didn't drink a lot of sake either, but
yeah.
But yeah, what was you asking?
Scallops or shrimp?
Either or, doesn't really matter. But I like shrimp because you can do it different ways. So I take shrimp.
Shrimp is very versatile.
Yeah, I take shrimp.
In pasta, it's also price point a little bit better.
Right, a little more protein.
Maybe. You know how you get do you ever get the frozen shrimp? Keep them in the freezer. And then thaw them out, but like after you thaw them, they're like way smaller because the ice has collected over the shrimp.
So this is where you cook them and they come on all the way down.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Shit. You gotta like undercook shrimp almost. Just like wait till it starts turning pink. You don't wanna.
They start off with old finger, yeah. And it just end up like a little finger.
Yeah, like a nice dry grilled shrimp.
What's your favorite food?
Nobody's asked me that yet. I mean, I've only done this a couple times, but. My favorite food, this is not about me, but my favorite food is a cheeseburger. I'm a cheeseburger guy. Like if I'm gonna go beast, I go burger over steak any day. I appreciate steak. I love prime rib.
So you're a simple guy.
Yeah, I'm a simple guy.
Burgers are like the
kid inside me.
Yeah, there you go. It's an American like staple.
Yeah,
comes down to food.
Yeah,
who the fuck don't love burgers?
My dad, like after my parents got divorced. Not that this is a sad story, but. My parents got divorced. I would go out with my dad and we would go to McDonald's and I'd like crush 5 cheeseburgers, you know? It was like,
what the fuck?
And so it was like, because it was like he had me, so it was like, all right, we'll eat whatever you want, you know?
Let's go to McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't still do
it. Yeah.
Why the fuck is McDonald's so relevant still today?
I mean, you go to the airport, it's like, what do you want your last meal to be? Like Panda Express? No, you want it to be McDonald's.
No,
I want to go down with nostalgia.
I'll take Chipotle.
Okay,
I don't want McDonald's. Hell.
How long?
So nothing against McDonald's. I don't want you though.
How long are you in town?
I got here on Thursday. I leave out tomorrow.
Okay.
So, shouts out to Brian Sullivan, man. Very good brother.
Yeah.
We've been rocking this whole week, these last 3 days, should I say?
Yeah.
And Yeah, I would have never met him, never met you without him.
Yeah, that's a good. That's one of my favorite organic ways to find people is. Well, I don't really work with agents because it's too small. The scenario.
It's too
plus,
much.
I've had agents and they don't do much.
It's too much.
I hate podcasts and I hate agents. but no, that's not true. Managers that I hate.
Well, sometimes people can't be. You know, I don't have an agent. I don't have a manager. Man, my creative and God has been my agent. My wife is my manager. Now, I would say that.
Okay.
But my creator has guided me through this thing. People don't, you know, we talk about religion all this year. I believe in a creator and he has taken care of me. He or she.
Yeah.
Whatever you are, you've done it.
Yeah.
So the agents, sometimes you don't need them all the time.
Yeah.
In the entertainment business. You got good relationships.
You know? You got good relationships and word of mouth is the best thing. Like I knew this, I had an entertainment lawyer for a second, but the coolest part about him was, is he wasn't like, he just gave me good advice.
Right.
Before, you know, anything, he gave me some different advice, but he's like, you know who's going to get you the things? It's not going to be your agent, your manager, or me. It's going to be the people that you meet and know.
Yes, sir.
That do what you do.
That's right.
And then these other people that are on the outside will come in and do their thing.
Who do you know that can do this?
Yeah.
It's word of mouth.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. You can get a lot of more work from comics being a comic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the Blue Room Comedy Club?
Here?
It's in Springfield, Missouri.
No.
It's really good. You should go there. I'll put you in touch with Blue Room Comedy Club if you're ever in Springfield, Missouri.
I would love to come.
It's dope.
We'll go.
It's dope.
Yeah. I've never been.
Bigger. It's bigger than the lounge, but it's not that I'm a size queen. I'm not a size queen.
How many people did it hold?
65.
That's enough.
But it's a perfect size, right?
And you know, you can kind of so big.
Feel everybody. They're right there. And
it
yeah.
looks so big, man.
Yeah, and you command the stage perfectly. And your jokes are like, they're clever, fleshed out, and so many different varieties and flavors.
Bless
you know, and I really, really dug it.
I try to be versatile. Challenge myself to try new shit.
You are.
And it's good to be uncomfortable. I think comics shouldn't always be comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, get uncomfortable sometimes. It didn't show you how to run back to it and fight your way back out of it. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, and I think, you know, feeling, being comfortable with silences, pauses, different timings.
Yeah.
All the things. And I would say it's funny because, like, comedians will come here just to watch shows many times.
Huh?
Just they'll randomly come in because there's things around here. And this is one that they missed out on.
Wow, great. Great they missed it. So that means when we come back,
exactly.
We're going to put another show together.
That's
and it's
going to
be dope. So
I'm talking
if you
about.
Missed it, you missed it.
You missed
Because the shows have been dope. All the crowd have been beautiful. Beautiful couples. Beautiful women. There's some cool-ass cats in there, guys, man. And I actually, let me tell you this. You missed this. Friday night. A guy actually passed out. I was killing it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was killing
that. Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah, he passed out. The
I'm killing him.
The bouncer thought that maybe he was dead for a second because he had to carry him out. And so I'm going to hopefully get that footage.
We was killing the ass.
The security cam footage. And we're going to, he was.
It was real serious because I didn't make a joke of it. I don't like doing it because people could really go through some shit.
Yeah, and they called the paramedics, and the paramedics came, and he was okay.
Yeah, he really passed out.
That's a lie, but that's just what I have to say.
right.
Yeah. But he was good. And I want to put that in the intro video or something, or build a whole new intro video around just kind of like reality.
Yeah.
But this deep reality
this
moment.
Shit was wild.
Yeah.
That was wow.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, welcome
so
to
So, don't do drugs and come to a show.
Yeah, it was
That's
something,
one.
Right? It could have been anything from, like, too many edibles.
Oh, not enough water.
Mile hydrate. You got to mile hydrate.
Right. You have to balance alcohol with water.
Yeah.
Marijuana with water.
One for one.
Even if you go to the bathroom 100 times, you'd rather do that than pass out once.
Yep. Exactly.
That's my take on it.
Exactly.
Love y'all, man.
We're here with Mario Tori, and he's just crushed, what, four shows?
This is five
Five is coming
this
up
is five.
In moments. And we're outside of the Colorado Stocking Company.
Oh, yes, getting loud in
there. Denver Comedy Lounge.
All of them get done. Get the couple. We got to get the Comedy Lounge.
Comedy Lounge right there.
Oh, man.
It's right there.
Oh, it's right there.
Yeah, it's right there.
Please come.
And it's backwards. Is it,
oh, it's
you know,
so
like
nice.
When it's like this, is it going to look backwards? Whatever.
Yes, it will. But it's all right.
It'll look backwards.
They know what it is.
Yeah.
Amazing show. Denver, Colorado will have much love. Thank all of y'all for coming out. Please keep supporting Denver Comedy Lounge. Score down.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yep.